Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Missouri State Coaches Show with head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Mel Churchma. Our interview with Coach Churchma recorded every Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock for Maryville's Hy-Vee, and the interview also underwritten by Maryville's Hy-Vee. Coach, a good win for your team Saturday night against Nebraska-Omaha. And first half, an offensive shootout, if you like offense, I guess, especially in the second quarter for both teams. But you were able to take an early lead and really maintain that lead and kind of dictate a lot of things throughout most of that ballgame.
Well, it really was. It was a wild ball game. There was lots of big plays. I think, what was it, 44-20 at halftime, I believe. So, you know, when you have 64 points scored in the first half, that's a lot of points. It was fun for us offensively. We really did the things that we think we can do. You know, we feel like we've got a lot of kids that can make big plays, and we kind of keep track of what we call big plays. I think we go 15 yards or more on a run is a big play, and 20 yards or more on a pass is a big play. And I believe for the ball game we had 12, and you know our goal is to get 5 in a ball game. So we really offensively got things going, and you know defensively we gave up some yards, quite a few yards in the first half, a lot more than we'd really like to, but. You know, I thought our coaches made some great adjustments at halftime, and we really shut them down in the second half, and that was good to see as well.
And I think that's probably the most important thing, even though there was a lot of points on the board, just how the defense in the second half shut down in Nebraska-Omaha. They moved the ball a little bit, but didn't strike with a big play like they had in that second quarter.
No, we did a lot better job. We did a lot better job against the run. It was a little surprising because usually we're good against the run, and we had trouble in the first half. Once they got going, especially when they brought in their second running back, the freshman, he made some big plays, and he's a good football player. And I think they took advantage a little bit of our aggressiveness. We overran some things, and they cut back underneath us, and we slowed things down a little bit. And like I said, I just felt like we really played well in the second half and played under control.
Now, one thing we talked with you during our post game about deals on the defensive side with a couple of injuries there on the DNs with Davis and Sunderman. What's the status right now going into the first part of this week?
Well, John, look, you know, seeing them both yesterday in the training room, I feel real good. I think both of them will be, you know, hopefully anyway, both of them will be ready to go this Saturday. You never know for sure, but I don't think either of those injuries were anything that probably will keep them out for an extended period of time, and both of them seemed like they felt good yesterday, and that's good. Of course, you always feel much better after a win than you do a loss, but I think both of those, you know, they're both seniors and they want to play, and you know, both of them were playing well. Roberto, man, he played, he had a great first quarter, an unbelievable first quarter. I think he caused 2 fumbles and had a sack or 2, and you know, really coming off the edge like we need somebody to come off the edge, and then for him to go down, it kind of slowed us down a little bit, but I thought Matt Minert played well in there. Matt Minert is really good off the edge, too, and he's hampered a little bit by a groin injury right now, but he's getting better each week. So there were some real positives in our defensive line.
And your inside guys played pretty well. As that game went along, Shane Shade certainly made his presence known to the quarterbacks in the second half.
Shane Shade really played well. He might have had his best game as a Bearcat. You know, our defensive guys have a point system, and he scored, usually if a defensive lineman scores 10, 12 points, that's pretty good. And Shane, I think, scored 36 on the ball game. So he really played well. And Josh Lawrenson, I think, played better in the second half. Josh got double teamed a lot, and he felt that. He was pretty sore yesterday. But, you know, UNO, we talked about them running the football. They're pretty good in the offensive line, and they did a good job, you know, up front against us. So, you know, all in all, I was pretty pleased with our play there.
Now, on the offensive side, a lot of guys really stood out in that ball game, but I guess the first guy we need to talk about, Josh Baker, he scored in several different ways in that ball game Saturday.
Well, he, you know, we put him in as our back in our what we call our cat formation, or what other people call the wildcat. And the first time he was in there on that, he scored on an 8 or 9 yard run. A little later, we had him in on punt formation. He scored on a 52-yard run on a fake punt, and then later on, he caught a pass, I think, for 25 or 30 yards for a touchdown. He can do a lot of things, and you know, like we talked about a little bit after the game, we're in the process of getting him more involved each week, and the more comfortable he gets with doing our stuff, the more we get him involved, the more he's going to affect the outcome of the ball game, and we're really excited about, you know, all the things he can do.
Now, you have him listed as a tight end, but really, I guess he can do a lot of things maybe that other tight ends can't do as far as some things you want offensively.
Well, that's right. You know, I mean, if you just look at him, I mean, on film, he comes off the ball. He's a great blocker. So, you know, he fits that mold as far as a tight end. But, you know, we can flex him out. We can put him in motion. We can put him off the line of scrimmage. We can line him up as a slot. We can put him in the backfield. He just brings a lot of different options to our offense. And, you know, of course, Kyle Kilgore is really playing well as far as our tight end is concerned. He made a tremendous catch there the first catch of the ball game. That was a big play. And so we don't want to really disrupt what he's doing either. So it's fun because it just gives us a lot more things we can do with our offense.
And Blake Bowles was very sharp Saturday night.
Blake really threw the ball well. He made good decisions for the most part. And, you know, when he's making good decisions, we're going to have some good results because he can throw the football. And that pass he threw to Kyle Kilgore, I mean, that was a dart that he stuck right in there. And a couple other times, probably didn't make the best decision, but he threw good enough balls that he got by with it. So, but it was fun to see him relaxed and playing like we expect him to.
I think for the most part, he got pretty good protection too.
He did, John, and, you know, we had him run the ball a little bit. I think that helps him when he becomes a part of our offense, not just throwing the football but running the football, because he really can run the football, as you saw on the one read play. I think he went 25 or 30 yards, and once he gets a step or two, he moves pretty fast. So I think, you know, all in all, it was a good night for our offense, and it gave us an opportunity to really see some things that we think we're going to be able to really build on as the year goes on.
I guess one area that you can still build on is the running game, but it's a lot of it just that the passing game was there so much Saturday night that you really didn't need to go to the running game as much.
Well, that was part of it. The other thing is they came out in a three-man front, which we hadn't seen. You know, we had prepared both their ball games. They were a four-man front. That's what they were last year. And, you know, all of a sudden here you've game planned for a four-man front, and they come out in a three-man front. We could have made some adjustments, as you and I were talking before. We could have made some adjustments at halftime. We started to, and then we said, you know, why? You know, we're throwing the ball so well, and there are a few things that we can do in a running game, and so that's what we did. We kind of limited our running game to a very few plays, and it worked out fine. But I was encouraged. I think maybe more than anything else, there's two things that I was really encouraged by. I thought Billy Creason ran like I thought he would run, more up and, you know, more north and south, one cut and go. And Brian Hummel, a redshirt freshman who is a linebacker, we moved over to fullback, and in our short yardage stuff, you know, for just having a week's practice, he really looked like he's going to fill that role for us as well.
And he gives you a little bit of size in that position, doesn't he?
Well, he does, you know, and Bryant's, you know, he's a very athletic young man. He was a state champion wrestler at Clarinda, Iowa, and if you're a state champion wrestler in Iowa, you're pretty good. So he does a lot of things. He's our long snapper and, you know, on punt formation, and so he's really been a pleasant surprise for us.
One thing we talked about during the broadcast that kind of in a joking manner, but it's always good when your kicker gets as much action as he does. Todd Adolph might have been one of the most tired guys out there, as much kicking as he had to do on PATs and kickoffs on Saturday.
Well, we kept him pretty busy, especially in the first half. He did an outstanding job of kicking off, John. I don't think people don't really, unless you really understand football or really watch what we're doing, people don't appreciate what he's doing. But we directional kick all the time. We're trying to put it, you know, we're either going to kick it to the right side or to the left side. We always tell, you know, we tell our kicker we want it somewhere between the hash and the numbers. And if you can get it on the numbers, that's really good. And he had some of them between the numbers and the sideline. Just excellent kicks. And when you can directional kick and you can be that accurate to put it that far over toward the sideline, it just cuts down the amount of field that you have to cover with your kickoff team. And our kickoff coverage was really outstanding.
And to be perfect on PATs, I mean, that's sometimes taken for granted, too. That you have, you kind of expect that point to go up after touchdowns, but to remain perfect like that has to be a nice thing to know you got a guy that can do that for you.
Well, he's been real consistent. I felt bad for him. You know, we got him in position to kick a field goal there right before the half and hit a great drive on our two-minute offense. And then we Trevor Adams, our holder, redshirt freshman, fumbled the snap. It was a good snap, and he just probably got a little excited. You know, that was the first field goal, and so Todd didn't get a chance. But he's been real consistent in practice, and we'll get him in the groove as far as kicking field goals because that's important for us, you know, as the season goes on.
And, of course, Todd, from Omaha, like many of the players you have on your roster, I imagine it's an important game from the standpoint of a lot of the Omaha kids had a chance to come up play in front of some family friends that might not necessarily make the trip down, but they had a chance to see them play and play well Saturday night.
Well, he did. Like you mentioned, Todd, I think he was really excited about, having that opportunity to play there. And, Aaron Terry, who's a backup on our defensive line, came in and really played well. He's from Omaha North, and he's Coach Boswick's nephew. And I was really proud of him. I thought he made some plays there in the fourth quarter and late in the third quarter that, just showed how ready he was to play. And we had several other kids that were excited about the opportunity. And, the good thing, John, we got everybody in the ball game. We had our whole second offensive line, I think with the exception of one, hadn't played in a game before. They're all redshirt freshmen, and so they were pretty wide-eyed when they went in, and we got some laughs watching the film the first series before they kind of settled down. But that was good for us, and hopefully we'll get some more opportunities for them to get some playing time.
And I know it's still very early in the season, but go on the road to come up with a victory, get that first conference win, going 1-0 in there. And like we talk about, if you win the conference, a lot of good things happen as far as the playoffs, and oftentimes that takes care of itself. So, remaining undefeated in the conference, getting off to a good start conference-wise is very important.
Well, when I looked at it before the season ever started, it looked like a huge game, because traditionally we have a tough time in Omaha, and Omaha was picked, I think, by the coaches. They were picked to finish second in the conference behind us, and they had a lot of people coming back, and so even though they're 0-2, that's a big win for us to get out of the way. To go there and not only to win but to play well, I think that really kind of jump starts us for the rest of the conference. And now we have to follow that up, obviously with another big road game this week. Getting that first one is really important.
And you get out of the game fairly injury free.
We did, John. We mentioned Sunderman and Roberto, and other than that, we really didn't have any real, anything that kept anybody out of the ball game Saturday. And so we had a pretty good report yesterday after they reported into the training room. And so we feel good. Now, obviously, we've got 3 days of practice this week, and we hope we can keep everybody healthy. But we're excited, too. Adam Vondrak's been cleared to go ahead and practice and have full contact starting tomorrow. So we're excited about having him back. We're a little thin there at linebacker right now anyway with the loss of DJ Nader. So he'll be a welcome addition, and he's a great football player and, a good leader for our team as well.
And how long do you anticipate it'll take before you get him game conditioned to get him suited up?
I think about 3 days, John. I don't think – if he's cleared, I don't think there's any way I could keep him out of the game this Saturday. He's been chomping at the bit for so long, And so, we do it. Unless something turns different, we really expect for him to play Saturday at Truman, and that'll be a big plus for us.
When you look at Truman State, again, it's the old hickory stick battle, so you're going to get an effort out of Truman State every year for that. But just talk a little bit about Truman State this year, maybe some of the things that they've done to where they're maybe an improved ball club this year.
Well, I think, first of all, as far as the hickory stick thing, John, the last two coaches haven't really had a tie with Truman, and the hickory stick – well, it wasn't as big a deal to them, but Coach Nesbitt played at Truman, and he's an old bulldog, and they're going to have their kids ready for that ball game. I'll guarantee you that. And they're off to a good start. They're 2-1. They lost Saturday night out at Fort Hays, which tough place to play. That ball game, I think, ended up 30-9, but it was 14-9 in the middle of the fourth quarter. So, they're a much improved football team. Just watching them, I really admire what Coach Nesbitt does as a coach. I think he's an excellent coach, and they're well. You know, they don't make mistakes. They're doing the little things right. They may be a little outmanned at times, but. They're going to really execute and do things right. They're not going to make mistakes to beat themselves, and so we're going to have our hands full.
And has he changed the scheme a little bit of what they try to do?
Well, offensively, they've got a pretty athletic quarterback. One of the things that they like to do is empty out the backfield or have one back, just one back in there with him, and then just send everybody out and let the quarterback run. I mean, it's almost like an organized scramble, and that's where he's really effective, and he does a great job of that. He throws the ball pretty well. They've got one running back that's pretty solid in there. Defensively, they're very aggressive on defense, and they're going to line up and come after you on defense. So definitely they're going to present a real competition for us on Saturday.
And when you talk about the old Hickory Stick, it's just one of the rivalry games that seems to pop up on the Northwest schedule every year. It's the one that's notable just because of the traveling trophy, but there are several rivalry games Northwest has to deal with every year.
Well, they are. Omaha has become a rivalry, and so that was kind of a big deal for us, and then you turn around and you got the Hickory Stick, and you can go right on down the line. We've got several of them, but I really believe, our kids have really accepted that, and we talked about it on the way home. This is the Hickory Stick game, and we talked a little bit about the fact that maybe it lost a little of its competition the last few years, but they have to understand that's going to change with Coach Nesbitt. So we're going to have to be ready.
Well, and I guess feel a lot better about things right now than last time we did the show.
It's a lot more fun to come to work after a win, John. We had a good time yesterday, and everybody was in great spirits. And our kids, the one thing that we had talked about going into the Omaha game was that, we didn't seem to have a real passion the way we played that first ball game, and when you don't have that, you don't have fun. And I asked him how many, I said in practice, I said, how many of you guys high-five somebody or chest-bumped somebody in the Kingsville game? Well, I don't think anybody did. I think we were too tight, and we had a lot of that going on Saturday night, and that was fun, and we had a lot of fun yesterday recapping the game, and hopefully now it'll carry over into practice this week, and we'll have a good week of preparation as we get ready for Truman.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats, Mel Churchma. Again, our interview with Coach Churchma recorded every Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock for Maryville's Hy-Vee, and the interview is also underwritten by Maryville's Hy-Vee. For Coach Churchma, I'm John Coffey, KXCV, KRNW Sports.